The Culture of the New Capitalism by Richard Sennett. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Culture of the New Capitalism, written by Richard Sennett, is a book that examines the changes in the way people work and live in the modern world. It looks at the impact of technology, globalization, and the rise of the knowledge economy on the way people interact with each other and their environment. Sennett argues that the new capitalism has created a culture of insecurity and instability, where people are constantly striving for success and recognition, but never quite achieving it. He also examines the effects of this culture on the individual, including the erosion of trust, the rise of narcissism, and the decline of meaningful relationships. Sennett begins by looking at the changes in the way people work. He argues that the new capitalism has created a culture of insecurity and instability, where people are constantly striving for success and recognition, but never quite achieving it. He also examines the effects of this culture on the individual, including the erosion of trust, the rise of narcissism, and the decline of meaningful relationships. He argues that this culture has led to a lack of commitment to long-term projects and a focus on short-term gains. Sennett then looks at the changes in the way people live. He argues that the new capitalism has created a culture of consumerism, where people are constantly striving for material possessions and status symbols. He also examines the effects of this culture on the individual, including the erosion of community, the rise of individualism, and the decline of meaningful relationships. He argues that this culture has led to a lack of commitment to long-term projects and a focus on short-term gains. Finally, Sennett looks at the changes in the way people interact with each other. He argues that the new capitalism has created a culture of competition, where people are constantly striving for success and recognition, but never quite achieving it. He also examines the effects of this culture on the individual, including the erosion of trust, the rise of narcissism, and the decline of meaningful relationships. He argues that this culture has led to a lack of commitment to long-term projects and a focus on short-term gains. Overall, The Culture of the New Capitalism is an insightful and thought-provoking book that examines the changes in the way people work and live in the modern world. It looks at the impact of technology, globalization, and the rise of the knowledge economy on the way people interact with each other and their environment. Sennett argues that the new capitalism has created a culture of insecurity and instability, where people are constantly striving for success and recognition, but never quite achieving it. He also examines the effects of this culture on the individual, including the erosion of trust, the rise of narcissism, and the decline of meaningful relationships. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The new capitalism has created a culture of insecurity and instability, which has led to a lack of trust in institutions and a sense of alienation from society. Idea summary: the new capitalism has caused a shift in culture, leading to a lack of trust in institutions and a feeling of disconnection from society. The new capitalism has created a culture of insecurity and instability, which has led to a lack of trust in institutions and a sense of alienation from society. This shift in culture has been driven by the rise of the global economy, the decline of traditional employment, and the increasing prevalence of precarious work. As a result, individuals are left feeling powerless and vulnerable, with little control over their lives and futures. This has led to a breakdown in trust between individuals and institutions, as well as a sense of disconnection from society. The new capitalism has also led to a culture of individualism, where people are encouraged to focus on their own interests and goals, rather than on collective action. This has resulted in a lack of solidarity and a sense of isolation, as people are less likely to come together to fight for shared causes. Furthermore, the new capitalism has created a culture of competition, where people are encouraged to compete with each other for resources and opportunities. This has led to a sense of insecurity and anxiety, as people are constantly striving to stay ahead of the competition. The new capitalism has had a profound effect on our culture, leading to a lack of trust in institutions, a sense of alienation from society, and a culture of individualism and competition. This has had a detrimental effect on our collective well-being, and it is essential that we find ways to rebuild trust and solidarity in order to create a more secure and stable society. Main idea number two. The new capitalism has created a culture of competition, where individuals are encouraged to be constantly striving for success and to be constantly comparing themselves to others. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of competition, where individuals are encouraged to constantly strive for success and compare themselves to others. The new capitalism has created a culture of competition, where individuals are encouraged to be constantly striving for success and to be constantly comparing themselves to others. This culture of competition has been driven by the idea that success is measured by one's ability to outperform others, and that the only way to achieve success is to be better than everyone else. This has led to a culture of comparison, where individuals are constantly comparing themselves to others in order to measure their own success. This has created a sense of insecurity and anxiety, as individuals are constantly trying to prove themselves and measure up to the standards of others. This has also led to a culture of individualism, where individuals are focused on their own success and are less likely to cooperate with others. The new capitalism has also created a culture of consumerism, where individuals are encouraged to purchase goods and services in order to demonstrate their success. This has led to a culture of materialism, where individuals are focused on acquiring material possessions in order to demonstrate their success. This has also led to a culture of debt, where individuals are taking on more debt in order to purchase goods and services that they cannot afford. This has created a sense of insecurity and anxiety, as individuals are constantly trying to keep up with the latest trends and purchase the latest products. The new capitalism has also created a culture of insecurity, where individuals are constantly worried about their future and their ability to achieve success. This has led to a culture of fear, where individuals are constantly worried about their future and their ability to achieve success. This has also led to a culture of anxiety, where individuals are constantly worrying about their future and their ability to achieve success. This has created a sense of insecurity and anxiety, as individuals are constantly trying to prove themselves and measure up to the standards of others. Main idea number three. The new capitalism has created a culture of individualism, where individuals are encouraged to focus on their own interests and goals, rather than on collective goals. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of individualism, where individuals are encouraged to prioritize their own interests and goals over collective goals. The new capitalism has created a culture of individualism, where individuals are encouraged to focus on their own interests and goals, rather than on collective goals. This culture of individualism is driven by the idea that individuals should be able to pursue their own interests and goals without interference from others. This has led to a focus on individual achievement and success, rather than collective action and collaboration. This has also led to a culture of competition, where individuals are encouraged to compete with each other for resources and rewards. This has resulted in a society where individuals are more likely to prioritize their own interests over collective interests, and where collective action is seen as less important than individual success. This culture of individualism has had a profound effect on the way people interact with each other. Individuals are more likely to prioritize their own interests over collective interests, and to view collective action as less important than individual success. This has led to a decrease in social cohesion and solidarity, as individuals are less likely to cooperate with each other and more likely to compete for resources and rewards. This has also led to a decrease in trust between individuals, as individuals are less likely to trust each other and more likely to prioritize their own interests. The culture of individualism has also had a negative effect on the economy, as individuals are more likely to prioritize their own interests over collective interests. This has led to a decrease in economic growth, as individuals are less likely to invest in collective projects and more likely to focus on their own interests. This has also led to a decrease in economic equality, as individuals are more likely to prioritize their own interests over collective interests, leading to a widening of the gap between the wealthy and the poor. The culture of individualism has had a profound effect on society, and has led to a decrease in social cohesion, trust, and economic growth. It is important to recognize the negative effects of this culture of individualism and to work towards creating a society where collective action and collaboration are valued and encouraged. Main idea number 4. The new capitalism has created a culture of risk-taking, where individuals are encouraged to take risks in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of risk-taking, where individuals are encouraged to take risks in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of risk-taking, where individuals are encouraged to take risks in order to achieve success. This culture is based on the idea that taking risks can lead to greater rewards, and that failure is an acceptable part of the process. This idea has been embraced by many entrepreneurs, who have taken risks in order to create new businesses and products. It has also been embraced by investors, who are willing to take risks in order to make a profit. This culture of risk-taking has been further encouraged by the rise of technology, which has made it easier for individuals to take risks and to access new markets. The culture of risk-taking has also been embraced by the corporate world, where companies are increasingly willing to take risks in order to stay competitive. Companies are now more willing to invest in new technologies, products, and services, and to take risks in order to gain a competitive edge. This culture of risk-taking has also been embraced by the financial sector, where investors are increasingly willing to take risks in order to make a profit. The culture of risk-taking has also been embraced by the public sector, where governments are increasingly willing to take risks in order to achieve their goals. Governments are now more willing to invest in new technologies, products, and services, and to take risks in order to achieve their objectives. This culture of risk-taking has been further encouraged by the rise of technology, which has made it easier for governments to take risks and to access new markets. The culture of risk-taking has become an integral part of the new capitalism, and it has had a profound impact on the way that individuals, companies, and governments operate. This culture of risk-taking has enabled individuals, companies, and governments to take risks in order to achieve success, and it has also enabled them to access new markets and to create new products and services. Main idea number 5. The new capitalism has created a culture of consumerism, where individuals are encouraged to purchase goods and services in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of consumerism, where individuals are encouraged to purchase goods and services in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of consumerism, where individuals are encouraged to purchase goods and services in order to achieve success. This culture is driven by the idea that success is measured by the amount of material possessions one has, and that the more one has, the more successful they are. This has led to a society where people are constantly striving to acquire more and more, often at the expense of their own well-being. This consumerist culture has been further reinforced by the rise of advertising and marketing, which have become pervasive in our lives. The new capitalism has also led to a culture of competition, where individuals are encouraged to compete with each other in order to achieve success. This competition is often based on the idea that success is measured by the amount of money one has, and that the more money one has, the more successful they are. This has led to a society where people are constantly striving to make more money, often at the expense of their own well-being. This competitive culture has been further reinforced by the rise of corporate culture, which has become pervasive in our lives. The new capitalism has also led to a culture of individualism, where individuals are encouraged to focus on their own needs and desires, rather than those of the collective. This individualistic culture has been further reinforced by the rise of technology, which has enabled individuals to become more independent and self-reliant. This has led to a society where people are increasingly focused on their own individual needs and desires, often at the expense of the collective. The new capitalism has had a profound effect on our culture, and has led to a society where individuals are encouraged to pursue their own individual goals and desires, often at the expense of the collective. This has led to a culture of consumerism, competition, and individualism, which has become pervasive in our lives. Main idea number 6. The new capitalism has created a culture of short-termism, where individuals are encouraged to focus on short-term gains rather than long-term investments. Idea summary: The new capitalism has created a culture of short-termism, where individuals are encouraged to prioritize short-term gains over long-term investments. The new capitalism has created a culture of short-termism, where individuals are encouraged to prioritize short-term gains over long-term investments. This culture of short-termism has been driven by the rise of neoliberalism, which has shifted the focus of economic activity away from long-term investments and towards short-term gains. This shift has been further reinforced by the rise of financialization, which has seen the financial sector become increasingly powerful and influential in the global economy. As a result, individuals are encouraged to focus on short-term gains rather than long-term investments, leading to a culture of short-termism. This culture of short-termism has had a number of negative consequences. Firstly, it has led to a decrease in long-term investments, which are essential for economic growth and development. Secondly, it has led to an increase in speculative investments, which can be highly risky and can lead to financial instability. Thirdly, it has led to a decrease in job security, as employers are less likely to invest in long-term projects and are more likely to focus on short-term gains. Finally, it has led to a decrease in social mobility, as individuals are less likely to invest in long-term projects that could lead to greater economic opportunities. The culture of short-termism has had a profound impact on the global economy and has led to a number of negative consequences. It is therefore essential that individuals and organizations focus on long-term investments and strategies in order to ensure economic growth and development. Main idea number 7. The new capitalism has created a culture of meritocracy, where individuals are judged on their individual merits rather than on their social class or background. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of meritocracy, where individuals are judged on their individual merits rather than on their social class or background. The new capitalism has ushered in a new era of meritocracy, where individuals are judged on their individual merits rather than on their social class or background. This shift has been driven by the rise of technology, globalization, and the increasing importance of knowledge-based industries. In this new system, success is determined by one's ability to acquire and apply knowledge, rather than by one's family connections or inherited wealth. This has created a culture of competition and achievement, where individuals are rewarded for their hard work and dedication. It has also created a more level playing field, where those with the right skills and knowledge can rise to the top regardless of their background. The new capitalism has also changed the way we think about work. In the past, work was seen as a means to an end, a way to make money and support oneself and one's family. Now, work is seen as an end in itself, a way to express one's creativity and to make a meaningful contribution to society. This shift has led to a greater emphasis on job satisfaction and personal fulfillment, as well as on the importance of developing one's skills and knowledge. The new capitalism has also changed the way we think about success. In the past, success was often measured in terms of wealth and power. Now, success is seen as a combination of financial success, personal fulfillment, and social contribution. This shift has led to a greater emphasis on the importance of making a positive impact on the world, rather than simply accumulating wealth. The new capitalism has created a culture of meritocracy, where individuals are judged on their individual merits rather than on their social class or background. This shift has created a more level playing field, where those with the right skills and knowledge can rise to the top regardless of their background. It has also changed the way we think about work and success, leading to a greater emphasis on job satisfaction and personal fulfillment, as well as on the importance of making a positive impact on the world. Main idea number 8. The new capitalism has created a culture of self-promotion, where individuals are encouraged to promote themselves in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of self-promotion, where individuals are encouraged to promote themselves in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of self-promotion, where individuals are encouraged to promote themselves in order to achieve success. This culture is based on the idea that success is achieved through self-promotion, and that individuals must be willing to put themselves out there in order to be noticed and rewarded. This means that individuals must be willing to take risks, be creative, and be willing to put in the effort to make themselves stand out from the crowd. This culture of self-promotion has led to a focus on individual achievement, rather than collective effort, and has created a competitive environment where individuals must constantly strive to be the best. The culture of self-promotion has also led to a focus on personal branding, where individuals must create a unique and attractive image of themselves in order to be successful. This means that individuals must be willing to invest in their own image, and be willing to put in the effort to create a positive and attractive image of themselves. This can be done through social media, networking, and other forms of self-promotion. The culture of self-promotion has also led to a focus on short-term gains, rather than long-term success. This means that individuals must be willing to take risks in order to achieve success, and must be willing to put in the effort to make sure that their efforts are rewarded. This can lead to a focus on quick wins, rather than long-term strategies, and can lead to a lack of focus on the bigger picture. The culture of self-promotion has also led to a focus on individualism, rather than collective effort. This means that individuals must be willing to take responsibility for their own success, and must be willing to put in the effort to make sure that they are successful. This can lead to a lack of collaboration, and can lead to a lack of focus on collective goals. The culture of self-promotion has created a culture where individuals must be willing to take risks, be creative, and be willing to put in the effort to make themselves stand out from the crowd. This culture has led to a focus on individual achievement, rather than collective effort, and has created a competitive environment where individuals must constantly strive to be the best. It has also led to a focus on personal branding, where individuals must create a unique and attractive image of themselves in order to be successful. Finally, it has led to a focus on short-term gains, rather than long-term success, and has led to a focus on individualism, rather than collective effort. Main idea number 9. The new capitalism has created a culture of workaholism, where individuals are encouraged to work long hours in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of workaholism, where individuals are encouraged to work long hours in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of workaholism, where individuals are encouraged to work long hours in order to achieve success. This culture is driven by the idea that success is only achievable through hard work and dedication. As a result, individuals are expected to put in long hours and sacrifice their personal lives in order to achieve success. This has led to a culture of burnout, where individuals are overworked and exhausted, leading to a decrease in productivity and an increase in stress. Furthermore, this culture of workaholism has led to a decrease in job satisfaction, as individuals are unable to find a balance between their work and personal lives. This has had a negative impact on the overall quality of life, as individuals are unable to enjoy their free time and are unable to find a sense of fulfillment in their work. The new capitalism has also led to a culture of competition, where individuals are constantly competing with each other in order to achieve success. This has led to a decrease in collaboration and an increase in individualism, as individuals are more focused on their own success than on the success of the team. This has had a negative impact on the overall productivity of the team, as individuals are more focused on their own success than on the success of the team. Furthermore, this culture of competition has led to a decrease in job satisfaction, as individuals are unable to find a sense of fulfillment in their work. The new capitalism has also led to a culture of insecurity, where individuals are constantly worried about their job security and their future prospects. This has led to a decrease in job satisfaction, as individuals are unable to find a sense of fulfillment in their work. Furthermore, this culture of insecurity has led to an increase in stress, as individuals are constantly worried about their future prospects. This has had a negative impact on the overall quality of life, as individuals are unable to enjoy their free time and are unable to find a sense of fulfillment in their work. Overall, the new capitalism has created a culture of workaholism, competition, and insecurity, which has had a negative impact on the overall quality of life. Individuals are expected to work long hours in order to achieve success, leading to a decrease in job satisfaction and an increase in stress. Furthermore, This culture of competition has led to a decrease in collaboration and an increase in individualism, which has had a negative impact on the overall productivity of the team. Finally, this culture of insecurity has led to an increase in stress, as individuals are constantly worried about their future prospects. Main idea number 10. The new capitalism has created a culture of precarity, where individuals are encouraged to take on precarious jobs in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of precarity, where individuals are encouraged to take on precarious jobs in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of precarity, where individuals are encouraged to take on precarious jobs in order to achieve success. This culture of precarity is characterized by a lack of job security, low wages, and a lack of benefits. Individuals are expected to take on multiple jobs in order to make ends meet, and often have to work long hours in order to make a living. This culture of precarity has been exacerbated by the rise of the gig economy, where individuals are hired on a short-term basis and are not provided with the same protections as those in traditional employment. This has led to a situation where individuals are constantly in a state of insecurity and are unable to plan for the future. The culture of precarity has also had a negative impact on individuals' mental health. The lack of job security and the constant need to take on multiple jobs can lead to feelings of anxiety and depression. Furthermore, the lack of benefits and the low wages associated with precarious work can lead to financial insecurity, which can further exacerbate mental health issues. This culture of precarity has also had a negative impact on individuals' ability to form meaningful relationships, as they are often too busy working multiple jobs to have time for socializing. The culture of precarity has been further exacerbated by the rise of automation and artificial intelligence, which has led to a decrease in the number of jobs available. This has led to a situation where individuals are competing for fewer and fewer jobs, and are often forced to take on precarious jobs in order to make ends meet. This has had a negative impact on individuals' ability to plan for the future, as they are unable to rely on a steady income. The culture of precarity has had a negative impact on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a situation where individuals are unable to plan for the future, and are constantly in a state of insecurity. Furthermore, it has had a negative impact on individuals' mental health, and has led to a decrease in the number of jobs available. In order to address this issue, it is important to create policies that provide individuals with job security and a living wage, and that provide them with the benefits they need to plan for the future. Main idea number 11. The new capitalism has created a culture of surveillance, where individuals are monitored and tracked in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of surveillance, where individuals are monitored and tracked in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of surveillance, where individuals are monitored and tracked in order to achieve success. This surveillance culture is driven by the need to maximize efficiency and productivity, and to ensure that individuals are meeting the expectations of their employers. As a result, individuals are constantly monitored and evaluated, and their performance is tracked and measured. This surveillance culture has become so pervasive that it has become a part of everyday life, and it has become increasingly difficult to escape it. The surveillance culture of the new capitalism has had a profound effect on individuals, as it has created a sense of insecurity and anxiety. Individuals are constantly aware that they are being watched and judged, and this can lead to feelings of stress and pressure. Furthermore, the surveillance culture has created a sense of competition, as individuals strive to outperform their peers in order to gain recognition and rewards. This competition can lead to feelings of insecurity and anxiety, as individuals are constantly striving to prove themselves and to meet the expectations of their employers. The surveillance culture of the new capitalism has also had a profound effect on society, as it has created a culture of conformity and control. Individuals are expected to conform to certain standards and expectations, and those who do not conform are often punished or ostracized. This culture of conformity and control has led to a decrease in creativity and innovation, as individuals are afraid to take risks or to challenge the status quo. The new capitalism has created a culture of surveillance, where individuals are monitored and tracked in order to achieve success. This surveillance culture has had a profound effect on individuals and society, creating a sense of insecurity and anxiety, a culture of conformity and control, and a decrease in creativity and innovation. It is important to recognize the effects of this surveillance culture, and to take steps to ensure that individuals are not subjected to excessive monitoring and evaluation. Main idea number 12. The new capitalism has created a culture of flexibility, where individuals are encouraged to be flexible and adaptable in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of flexibility, where individuals are encouraged to be flexible and adaptable in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of flexibility, where individuals are encouraged to be flexible and adaptable in order to achieve success. This culture of flexibility is characterized by a focus on short-term goals, a willingness to take risks, and an emphasis on individual initiative. In this new economy, individuals must be able to quickly adapt to changing circumstances and take advantage of new opportunities. This requires a willingness to learn new skills, to be open to new ideas, and to be willing to take risks. It also requires an understanding of the importance of networking and collaboration in order to build relationships and gain access to resources. The culture of flexibility also requires individuals to be comfortable with uncertainty and ambiguity. This means being able to make decisions without having all the information, and being able to adjust plans and strategies as needed. It also means being able to recognize and take advantage of opportunities that may arise unexpectedly. This requires a certain level of creativity and an ability to think outside the box. The culture of flexibility also encourages individuals to be proactive and take ownership of their own success. This means taking responsibility for their own learning and development, and being willing to take initiative and take risks in order to achieve their goals. It also means being able to recognize and capitalize on opportunities, and to be resilient in the face of failure. The culture of flexibility is an important part of the new capitalism, and it is essential for individuals to be able to embrace and take advantage of this culture in order to succeed. By being flexible and adaptable, individuals can take advantage of new opportunities and create their own paths to success. Main idea number 13. The new capitalism has created a culture of self-discipline, where individuals are encouraged to be disciplined and self-motivated in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of self-discipline, where individuals are encouraged to be disciplined and self-motivated in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of self-discipline, where individuals are encouraged to be disciplined and self-motivated in order to achieve success. This culture is based on the idea that individuals must take responsibility for their own success, and that success is not something that is handed to them. This means that individuals must be willing to work hard and take risks in order to achieve their goals. It also means that individuals must be willing to learn and adapt to changing circumstances in order to stay competitive. This culture of self-discipline is also based on the idea that individuals must be willing to take responsibility for their own actions and be accountable for their own successes and failures. This means that individuals must be willing to take responsibility for their own mistakes and learn from them in order to improve their performance. The culture of self-discipline also encourages individuals to be creative and innovative in order to stay ahead of the competition. This means that individuals must be willing to think outside the box and come up with new ideas and solutions to problems. This culture also encourages individuals to be resilient and persistent in order to achieve their goals. This means that individuals must be willing to persevere and keep trying even when things seem impossible. Finally, this culture of self-discipline also encourages individuals to be ethical and honest in their dealings with others. This means that individuals must be willing to act with integrity and respect for others in order to maintain a positive reputation. The culture of self-discipline created by the new capitalism is an important part of achieving success in today's world. It encourages individuals to take responsibility for their own success and to be creative and innovative in order to stay ahead of the competition. It also encourages individuals to be resilient and persistent in order to achieve their goals, and to be ethical and honest in their dealings with others. By embracing this culture of self-discipline, individuals can achieve success in the new capitalism. Main idea number 14. The new capitalism has created a culture of networking, where individuals are encouraged to build relationships and networks in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of networking, where individuals are encouraged to build relationships and networks in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of networking, where individuals are encouraged to build relationships and networks in order to achieve success. This culture of networking is based on the idea that success is achieved through the development of relationships and connections with other people. Individuals are encouraged to build relationships with people who can help them achieve their goals, such as potential employers, mentors, and colleagues. These relationships are often based on mutual trust and respect, and can be beneficial for both parties. Additionally, networking can help individuals gain access to resources and opportunities that they may not have had access to otherwise. The culture of networking also encourages individuals to be proactive in their career development. This means that individuals must be willing to take risks and put themselves out there in order to make connections and build relationships. Additionally, individuals must be willing to invest time and energy into maintaining and strengthening their relationships. This can involve attending networking events, joining professional organizations, and engaging in online networking activities. The culture of networking has become an important part of the new capitalism, and it is essential for individuals to understand and embrace this culture in order to be successful. By building relationships and networks, individuals can gain access to resources and opportunities that can help them achieve their goals. Additionally, individuals must be willing to take risks and invest time and energy into maintaining and strengthening their relationships in order to be successful in the new capitalism. Main idea number 15. The new capitalism has created a culture of innovation, where individuals are encouraged to be creative and innovative in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of innovation, where individuals are encouraged to be creative and innovative in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of innovation, where individuals are encouraged to be creative and innovative in order to achieve success. This culture of innovation is driven by the need to stay competitive in a rapidly changing global economy. Companies are constantly looking for new ways to increase their profits and stay ahead of the competition. As a result, individuals are encouraged to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems. This culture of innovation has led to the development of new technologies, products, and services that have revolutionized the way we live and work. In this new culture of innovation, individuals are encouraged to take risks and experiment with new ideas. This is because failure is seen as an opportunity to learn and grow. Companies are willing to invest in innovative ideas and are willing to take risks in order to stay ahead of the competition. This culture of innovation has also led to the development of new business models and strategies that have allowed companies to become more efficient and profitable. The culture of innovation has also led to the emergence of new industries and markets. Companies are now able to tap into new markets and create new products and services that were previously unavailable. This has allowed companies to expand their reach and increase their profits. The culture of innovation has also led to the development of new ways of working, such as remote working and flexible working hours, which have allowed individuals to work from anywhere in the world. The culture of innovation has created a new way of doing business, where individuals are encouraged to be creative and innovative in order to achieve success. This culture of innovation has allowed companies to stay competitive and profitable in a rapidly changing global economy. Main idea number 16. The new capitalism has created a culture of self-branding, where individuals are encouraged to create and promote their own personal brand in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of self-branding, where individuals are encouraged to create and promote their own personal brand in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of self-branding, where individuals are encouraged to create and promote their own personal brand in order to achieve success. This idea of self-branding is based on the notion that individuals must be able to market themselves in order to be successful in the modern economy. This means that individuals must be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. This requires individuals to be able to identify their strengths and weaknesses, and to be able to communicate these effectively to potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships with potential employers and customers. It also requires individuals to be able to create a unique and attractive personal brand that will draw attention and create opportunities. The idea of self-branding is also based on the notion that individuals must be able to create and maintain a positive public image. This means that individuals must be able to present themselves in a professional and attractive manner, and to be able to create a positive impression on potential employers and customers. This requires individuals to be able to create a professional online presence, as well as to be able to network and build relationships. Main idea number 17. The new capitalism has created a culture of hyper-competition, where individuals are encouraged to compete in an increasingly competitive environment in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of hyper-competition, where individuals are encouraged to compete in an increasingly competitive environment in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of hyper-competition, where individuals are encouraged to compete in an increasingly competitive environment in order to achieve success. This culture of competition has been driven by the rise of global markets, the emergence of new technologies, and the increasing prevalence of meritocracy. As a result, individuals are expected to be highly competitive in order to succeed, and those who are not able to compete are often left behind. This has led to a culture of intense competition, where individuals are constantly striving to outperform their peers in order to gain recognition and rewards. This culture of competition has also led to a focus on short-term gains, rather than long-term sustainability, as individuals are more likely to focus on immediate rewards rather than long-term goals. The culture of hyper-competition has also had a significant impact on the way individuals interact with each other. As individuals are constantly competing with each other, they are less likely to cooperate and collaborate, and more likely to be suspicious of each other. This has led to a culture of distrust and suspicion, where individuals are less likely to trust each other and more likely to be suspicious of each other's motives. This has had a significant impact on the way individuals interact with each other, as they are less likely to trust each other and more likely to be suspicious of each other's motives. The culture of hyper-competition has also had a significant impact on the way individuals view success. As individuals are constantly competing with each other, they are more likely to focus on short-term gains, rather than long-term sustainability. This has led to a culture of short-termism, where individuals are more likely to focus on immediate rewards rather than long-term goals. This has had a significant impact on the way individuals view success, as they are more likely to focus on immediate rewards rather than long-term goals. The culture of hyper-competition has had a significant impact on the way individuals view success and the way they interact with each other. As individuals are constantly competing with each other, they are less likely to cooperate and collaborate, and more likely to be suspicious of each other. This has led to a culture of distrust and suspicion, where individuals are less likely to trust each other and more likely to be suspicious of each other's motives. Additionally, individuals are more likely to focus on short-term gains, rather than long-term sustainability, as they are more likely to focus on immediate rewards rather than long-term goals. Main idea number 18. The new capitalism has created a culture of hyperproductivity, where individuals are encouraged to be productive and efficient in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of hyperproductivity, where individuals are encouraged to be productive and efficient in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of hyperproductivity, where individuals are encouraged to be productive and efficient in order to achieve success. This culture is driven by the idea that success is achieved through hard work and dedication, and that the only way to succeed is to be productive and efficient. This has led to a culture of competition, where individuals are constantly striving to be the most productive and efficient in order to gain an edge over their peers. This culture of hyperproductivity has also led to a focus on short-term gains, as individuals are encouraged to focus on immediate results rather than long-term goals. This has resulted in a culture of overwork, where individuals are expected to work long hours and take on multiple tasks in order to achieve success. The culture of hyperproductivity has also led to a focus on individual achievement, rather than collective effort. Individuals are encouraged to focus on their own success, rather than working together with others to achieve a common goal. This has led to a culture of individualism, where individuals are expected to be self-reliant and independent, rather than relying on the support of others. This has resulted in a culture of isolation, where individuals are expected to work alone and are discouraged from forming meaningful relationships with others. The culture of hyperproductivity has also led to a focus on material success, rather than personal fulfillment. Individuals are encouraged to focus on achieving financial success, rather than pursuing meaningful activities or relationships. This has resulted in a culture of consumerism, where individuals are expected to purchase goods and services in order to achieve success. This has led to a culture of waste, where individuals are encouraged to purchase more than they need in order to achieve success. The culture of hyperproductivity has had a profound effect on individuals and society as a whole. It has created a culture of competition, individualism, and consumerism, which has led to a focus on short-term gains and material success, rather than long-term goals and personal fulfillment. This has resulted in a culture of overwork, isolation, and waste, which has had a negative impact on individuals and society as a whole. Main idea number 19. The new capitalism has created a culture of self-exploitation, where individuals are encouraged to exploit themselves in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of self-exploitation, where individuals are encouraged to exploit themselves in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of self-exploitation, where individuals are encouraged to exploit themselves in order to achieve success. This culture is characterized by a focus on individual achievement and a disregard for collective well-being. Individuals are expected to work long hours, take on multiple jobs, and sacrifice their personal lives in order to succeed. This culture of self-exploitation is driven by the idea that success is only achievable through hard work and dedication. It is also driven by the belief that success is only achievable through competition and the pursuit of individual gain. This culture of self-exploitation has had a profound effect on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a decrease in job security, an increase in stress and anxiety, and a decrease in social cohesion. It has also led to a decrease in trust and an increase in cynicism. This culture of self-exploitation has created a society where individuals are expected to put their own needs and desires before those of others. It has also created a society where individuals are expected to put their own interests before those of the collective. The culture of self-exploitation has had a negative impact on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a decrease in job security, an increase in stress and anxiety, and a decrease in social cohesion. It has also led to a decrease in trust and an increase in cynicism. This culture of self-exploitation has created a society where individuals are expected to put their own needs and desires before those of others. It has also created a society where individuals are expected to put their own interests before those of the collective. The culture of self-exploitation has had a detrimental effect on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a decrease in job security, an increase in stress and anxiety, and a decrease in social cohesion. It has also led to a decrease in trust and an increase in cynicism. This culture of self-exploitation has created a society where individuals are expected to put their own needs and desires before those of others. It has also created a society where individuals are expected to put their own interests before those of the collective. The culture of self-exploitation has had a damaging effect on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a decrease in job security, an increase in stress and anxiety, and a decrease in social cohesion. It has also led to a decrease in trust and an increase in cynicism. This culture of self-exploitation has created a society where individuals are expected to put their own needs and desires before those of others. It has also created a society where individuals are expected to put their own interests before those of the collective. The culture of self-exploitation has had a destructive effect on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a decrease in job security, an increase in stress and anxiety, and a decrease in social cohesion. It has also led to a decrease in trust and an increase in cynicism. This culture of self-exploitation has created a society where individuals are expected to put their own needs and desires before those of others. It has also created a society where individuals are expected to put their own interests before those of the collective. The culture of self-exploitation has had a devastating effect on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a decrease in job security, an increase in stress and anxiety, and a decrease in social cohesion. It has also led to a decrease in trust and an increase in cynicism. This culture of self-exploitation has created a society where individuals are expected to put their own needs and desires before those of others. It has also created a society where individuals are expected to put their own interests before those of the collective. The culture of self-exploitation has had a corrosive effect on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a decrease in job security, an increase in stress and anxiety, and a decrease in social cohesion. It has also led to a decrease in trust and an increase in cynicism. This culture of self-exploitation has created a society where individuals are expected to put their own needs and desires before those of others. It has also created a society where individuals are expected to put their own interests before those of the collective. The culture of self-exploitation has had a detrimental effect on individuals and society as a whole. It has led to a decrease in job security, an increase in stress and anxiety, and a decrease in social cohesion. It has also led to a decrease in trust and an increase in cynicism. This culture of self-exploitation has created a society where individuals are expected to put their own needs and desires before those of others. It has also created a society where individuals are expected to put their own interests before those of the collective. This has resulted in a society where individuals are expected to be constantly striving for success, often at the expense of their own well-being. Main idea number 20. The new capitalism has created a culture of insecurity, where individuals are encouraged to be constantly anxious and uncertain in order to achieve success. Idea summary: the new capitalism has created a culture of insecurity, where individuals are encouraged to be constantly anxious and uncertain in order to achieve success. The new capitalism has created a culture of insecurity, where individuals are encouraged to be constantly anxious and uncertain in order to achieve success. This culture of insecurity is driven by the idea that success is only achieved through constant competition and striving. Individuals are expected to be constantly striving for more, to be constantly pushing themselves to the limit, and to be constantly looking for new opportunities. This creates a sense of insecurity, as individuals are constantly worried about their future and their ability to succeed. This insecurity is further compounded by the fact that the new capitalism is highly unpredictable, with rapid changes in technology, markets, and economic conditions. This means that individuals are constantly having to adjust their strategies and plans in order to stay ahead of the competition. The culture of insecurity also creates a sense of anxiety and fear, as individuals are constantly worried about their ability to succeed. This anxiety can lead to feelings of helplessness and despair, as individuals feel that they are unable to control their own destiny. This can lead to a sense of powerlessness, as individuals feel that they are unable to make a difference in their own lives. This can lead to a sense of hopelessness, as individuals feel that they are unable to make a positive impact on the world. The culture of insecurity also creates a sense of isolation, as individuals feel that they are alone in their struggles. This can lead to feelings of loneliness and alienation, as individuals feel that they are unable to connect with others. This can lead to a sense of despair, as individuals feel that they are unable to make a meaningful contribution to society. The culture of insecurity has created a culture of fear and anxiety, where individuals are constantly worried about their ability to succeed. This culture of insecurity has created a sense of powerlessness, isolation, and hopelessness, as individuals feel that they are unable to make a positive impact on the world. This culture of insecurity has created a culture of insecurity, where individuals are constantly anxious and uncertain in order to achieve success.